Hi, Douglas. Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Did you get that number that I gave you?
Yes, I did.
Right, okay. So that's a worse number. It's because of where I am, that's why it's cutting out.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you can hear me better now.
I can hear you better now. Is that, I think that'll be all right.
Right, okay.
I do have to let you know again, though, the call is recorded for training and monitoring. And if you can give me your date of birth and postcode.
Yes, DD472P and it's 6869.
Perfect. So when I said about any previous names, did you say that you were known by another name?
Well, my initial birth name was Jackson.
Okay.
So, obviously, my name was changed by, I can't remember how you change it. I had to go and change my name through the, I think I was around about 16 when I did that.
Yeah, no problem. Have you got proof of that by any chance?
Proof of?
The name change?
No, I mean, that was done 40 years ago, so...
Okay.
That was done through the deed poll. Is it a deed poll or something
yeah.
You do that by? Yeah.
Okay, no problem at all. I'll pop Jackson in just in case. And was that just Jackson Mackey or was it Jackson Christopher Mackey?
Yeah, so usually any time through my care, it was always Mackey anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, that was only because I was on my birth lines.
Yeah, no problem at all. Can I ask an address before care or just an area you lived in before care?
Dundee, it'd be McCraigie.
In Dundee. No worries. Can you remember your parents' names, so your mother's and your father's names?
Being Alexander Stuart Mackey and June Mackey. So my mother's maiden name is Ransford.
Ransford?
Yes, that was my mother's maiden name.
Okay, no problem. And are you currently registered with a GP?
Yes.
Yeah, and can you tell me the name of your GP surgery?
It's, can't remember the address of the GP surgery.
Just the name will do, you know, I can Google the address.
I actually can't remember the last time I was at the doctor. It was, I can't remember the surgery. We need to find out what surgery it is.
Yeah, would you be able to email that over or text it on our WhatsApp?
I mean, I could look it up.
Yeah.
Thing is, whenever you people phone, I'm never prepared for, like,
For all the different questions.
Yes.
I'm never prepared either, don't worry, and I'm the one ringing.
Erskine Practice, it is.
Erskine Practice?
Yes.
No problem at all, perfect. What I'm going to do... Douglas, I'm going to add all of this information to your file, and then I am going to send a request to your medical practice for your medical records.
Yep.
We're currently still waiting for Dundee Council, but they have got a bit of a backlog. They'll come back with care records. When we get your GP records, you'll then be ready for the next stage, okay?
Yeah, so the GP records, what is this, what you need the records for?
So after we collect records, it adds evidence for your case. So you then do a witness statement with either myself or one of my colleagues where we'll kind of tell you what we've got in front of us and maybe ask what happened here, a couple of questions. We will build a witness statement with you, which was what we're going to...
A lot of my issues when I was growing up was through social work, so does that hold records through the council then?
Yes, so a lot of it holds through the council, but I've also sent to the Scottish Courts and Tribunal Service as well, because records can also be held through there.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of childhood records will be...
Yeah, so that's like, that'll be through the children's panels and stuff, is that right?
Yes, through the children's panels, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm just trying to understand how the process works, because as you probably know, it's been a long time ago, but, I mean, I spoke to one of your colleagues before, and I do believe that a lot of these issues that I had growing up were through this.
Yeah.
So,
no,
so I think, the very first time I heard of social work was when I was about 5 years old.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. So that will all be
in your... Yeah, it'd be good to get that information as well.
Are you wanting your records after we have them? Would you like a copy?
Well, no, because my partner that I love with just now, I've not told her about this. I'd like to keep that to myself.
Absolutely understandable.
But I'd like just, like, in-depth information regarding... years that I probably missed in my life. It'd be good to know.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I completely understand. That's what the witness statement is for as well. It's for you to be able to understand what information we've received and also, like, talk about it in a way, you know, tell us how it made you feel at certain points, anything important that you feel that Scottish Redress should know. And then when it's sent off, it's there, and we have the evidence.
To be fair, it made us feel shit, but just obviously it's just the lapse of time, and then you've to dig up that past is not a good thing either, because I did think about that as well.
Yeah.
Regarding just the issues that I did have.
Well, that's why we always do it in your own time as well. If you need to take a break, you take a break. If you need to do the call a different day because it feels too much, we can do that. We can split it up. We work for you. We want to do whatever's best for you, so we will always put you first, if that makes sense. So it's always going to be, if you need time, you have time.
Yeah,
I completely understand it, and it is always going to pull up some memories and probably previous trauma, but that's why we're here for you, because we want to get you that little bit of justice, bit of compensation. And we were doing it for you.
I said that to your colleague when I first contacted them. It's not about money or anything. It's about understanding what happened in the years that I probably missed. So over that period of time, from when I was about 5 till I was about 22.
Mm.
So that in itself is a long time. But
Absolutely. It's
definitely not about that. It's about understanding what the process was and how it adapted when I got older. And how I was able to basically go off the map as such and just get myself in all that trouble that I did.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to understand, why at an early age that all happened.
Well, exactly, and that's why we're requesting these documents, because you deserve to know the answers and you deserve to know what happened, and maybe there's things you didn't realise and they'll be there. And that's another reason we do it, so that people can have the understanding of what they went through themselves. Because as well with trauma, your memory will sometimes block out certain memories.
That's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
That happened a lot of years, and it's only as I've got older then I want the answers now. So that's pretty much what my angle is. It's not regarding anything else. It's just about understanding what happened to me, because my kids are all okay and all my kids are at university, so I don't know.
I hope you know, though, it was nothing, it says nothing wrong, it's not about your kids being okay, you were okay, you were just a child, you know, that's the main thing you need to remind yourself as well, that you were just young, and that's why, you know, we want to get that justice. I know you said it's not about money, but it's justice, it's some form of justice that you deserve for what you went through.
Well, anyway, I mean, that is what it is, but I just want answers. I want to know
Absolutely.
Exactly what the process was and how they managed to deem me a certain way when I wasn't really that way, if that made sense as well.
Yeah, of course. And that's what we're doing.
So it brings up a lot of trauma, but it's probably a good thing. Maybe you ought to speak to that about that in the future.
I know. Well,
but that's fine. Hopefully you've got the information that you need at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely have. I'll pop it all on.
I take it. Do I get a visit from one of your colleagues or yourselves or whoever it is? I don't know.
It'll be a telephone consultation for your witness statement.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be at a time convenient for you, and like I said, any breaks if you need to take a moment, the option's there.
Yeah. So the information that's held. And the information that comes back to me, then I could determine how I get that information and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, so when we get all of the documents back, we'll use it and go through it with something what we call an evidence review. So we'll review all the evidence we've got and select the parts that we believe are going to strengthen your case. We'll then do your witness statement, and then you'll have the option of would you like to receive your records personally or would you not? And even if you say no at the time, we have to keep records for 6 years because it's under the data protection laws. So if within those 6 years you change your mind and think, actually, I do want them, you're welcome to have them free of charge.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine then.
Perfect. Okay, Douglas. Well, thank you for all of that information. And if there's anything else I can do, feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay. Right. Thank you.
All right. You take care now.
Okay. Good stuff. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.